I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Good morning. Welcome to worship at University Mennonite Church. Today we're going to have a service of psalms and songs. We will be having a hymn sing in place of a sermon, and we'll be taking suggestions from the congregation for hymns to sing. So be thinking of that, a hymn that you would like to suggest for later on in the service. For the call to worship today, please turn to your blue hymn books to number 821 in the blue hymn books. I will read the regular print, and you can read the bold print. This is Psalm 107. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name.
For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Each week, we light the peace lamp to remember to pray for peace and to act for peace. And we just celebrated the anniversary of the United States independence, and when we think about the people in the United States, we oftentimes don't live in peace with one another. The pledge to the flag contains the words, "One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all," and we're pretty far from that ideal. And today, as I light the peace lamp, I want to read a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, the social justice prayer. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Evelyn will now lead us in the gathering hymns.
Please stand and turn in your blue hymnals to number 68. Number 68. O come, loud anthems, let us sing. This is based on Psalm 95. We'll take it at a good tempo.
Oh,
sung very often, and it has some interesting and beautiful harmonies. The text was written by Thomas Troger, who came to Laurelville a few years ago, and the music by Carol Duran, and they cooperated on a number of hymns that you'll find in our book. Harmony is a little complicated, so I thought Ruth would play it through once, and then I'll sing verse 1, then we'll sing verse 2 in unison, and then verse 3, let's try the harmony.
Before we introduce our visitors, I want to encourage you to move closer to the front if you are willing, so that when we get to our hymn sing time, we'll be more together so that we sound better. So if it's not too much trouble, folks, if you could move forward. And also now, we are going to introduce our visitors if we have any. And we have our microphones on the side, but
thank you.
So do we have any visitors today?
I'm happy to have my sister Betty Lou and Isaiah Klingensmith up visiting us this weekend. Want to stand up?
Anyone else?
I'm sorry.
Good morning, Rick Stayhauer. We're happy to have our son Nate and his wife Christina with us, and our daughter Rachel and her husband Kevin.
It's good to have you back again. The children can now come forward for children's time with Bethany.
Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to see you all this morning. And I have a story for you. Today, we're having a special service of songs and psalms. Do you know what a psalm is? A psalm. Anna, do you know what a psalm is? Psalms are in the Bible. It's a whole book of psalms. And the Psalms used to be the songbook for the people who worshipped God a long time ago, in the days that the Bible was written. And they would sing those Psalms, and now we have them and we can say them to each other and we can read them in the Bible. But one of the best loved Psalms is Psalm 23. We're going to hear it later today, so keep your ears open. The Lord is my shepherd. Have you heard that psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know that one? Okay, so you know about the Psalms. Psalm 23 with the shepherd that compares us to sheep and Jesus to a shepherd is a favorite psalm for a lot of people. So today the story that I brought along is about a shepherd and sheep. And you can look at the pictures as I read the story to you. It's called Blister Lamb. That's the name of the lamb. Once upon a time in a faraway country lived a little lamb who got into considerable difficulty because he was stubborn. In the beginning, he was so little and his legs so wobbly that he didn't even know enough to be stubborn. He was too busy trying to make all those legs behave. "Let's see now," he'd say. "Right foot, now left hind foot, now left front foot, now right hind, whoops!" All his legs would spread straight out, and he'd have to gather them back and start all over again. But as soon as he got all his legs working together, he began to get stubborn and independent. Now, the only way to learn anything when you're a lamb is to listen to your elders. But this little lamb didn't want to learn anything. The first word he ever spoke when his elders tried to teach him. Oh, yes, the first word he ever spoke was when his elders tried to teach him. "Eat your clover right down to the roots, stems and all," they said. "Then you'll be sure to get all your chlorophyll and vitamins." And he said, "Bah!" When it came time to give him a name, his elders talked it over. "If ignorance is bliss, then he's a little blister," they said. They called him Blister, and the name stuck. With a name like that, it's surprising that he learned anything at all. From the minute Blister got all four legs working, he wanted to go off in the world to seek his fortune. "Adventure," he said. "Excitement, that's what I want." Little did Blister know, but that's what he was going to get. It all began that morning when Blister saw his owner talking with his workers and looking the sheep over. "What do they want?" he asked his Auntie Mitten. "We're going to market," she told him. "We're going to be sold." "Sold?" asked Blister. But the answer was drowned in the loud barking of the sheepdogs as they rounded up Blister and all his elders. And before you could say what's going on, they were off to market. The marketplace was teeming with excitement. All kinds of people, all kinds of animals, all kinds of smells, and all kinds of noises. There were lambs and sheep and donkeys and crates of pigeons and chickens. Blister tried to find out as much as he could. "How can you stand so well on just 2 feet?" he asked a chicken. Whereupon she preened herself and stood on 1 foot. "I can stand better on 1 foot," she bragged, "than you can on 4." And Blister said, "Bah," which wasn't very polite. But before he could take a breath and say it again, his Auntie Mitten nudged him. "Blister," she said, "we've been bought. We've been bought by that man over there. He's our shepherd." "What?" cried Blister. "You mean I can't go out in the world and seek my fortune? Adventure and excitement is what I want." "Why, you foolish lamb, you'd get into all kinds of trouble." "Trouble? Bah, I can take care of myself. I'll just tell them I'm not included in the deal. I won't be owned. I won't, I won't, I won't." But by this time, the shepherd had moved in closer, and Blister looked up into the kindest eyes he had ever seen. "I'd better get away now before I begin to like him. Then it'll be too late." And he started to sneak away. But the shepherd reached out with his staff and hooked Blister and gave him a gentle pull. "This way," the shepherd said. "Out the gate, we're going home."
"Yes, sir," said Blister. But to himself, he said, "Bah."
They walked all morning, and Blister had to admit it was lovely. There were fields of clover and blue skies above and little streams of cool water. And the shepherd was kind. His voice was gentle. And he didn't treat Blister as if he was a bad little lamb at all. He seemed to love him. They walked and walked. And then at last, Blister's new home. It was a huge stone wall built in a square. "What do you call it?" Blister whispered to his elders. "It's a sheepfold," they told him. "Do we sleep in there?" Blister wanted to know. "Where's the door? There's no door." The shepherd smiled, his white teeth flashing. How wonderful he looked when he smiled. And then, as if he could read Blister's mind, he said, "I am the door. I sleep here in the entrance, and no enemy may enter without first passing me." And he bared his big, strong arms. They were full of scars from many battles with wolves and lions. "I would die fighting for you," the shepherd said. Blister was impressed, but not quite sold. He still wanted adventure, but he was polite enough not to say, "Bah." The day went by, and the sun went down, and the stars came out, and the sheep went into the fold, the shepherd watching each one, all but Blister. Blister slipped into the shadows, and while the other sheep were still going into the fold, he started back down the hill. "Free at last! Woo-wee! Hooray! Yahoo!" Whoops! What was that? Hoo, 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 hoo. Blister's ears went right up to points. Oh, it was a hoot owl. Only a hoot owl. What a relief. "Ooh-wee," he whispered. He was shivering now. "Hooray, yahoo, whoops." Was that a wolf? It was a wolf. Blister ran and ran and ran until, oh no, oh ouch. He lost his footing and fell over a rocky ledge. Then he caught his foot in a crevice and stopped. He couldn't get loose. His foot was caught. "Ah," he grunted, and hop, he puffed, but it was no use. He was stuck. And then lightning and thunder and rain. Blister had never been in such a storm. He scrunched down as far as he could. The rain beat down on him. The wind howled all around him and lashed at his ears. The lightning struck all around him, and the thunder scared him out of his wits.
"I'm miserable," he cried. "I don't want any more excitement. I want to be rescued. Help!"
But there was nobody there to hear. "Help!" Blister cried again. "Please help me, somebody. I'm caught. Help! Auntie Mitten! Uncle Wooly!" And then, who was that? "Blister, where are you?" It was faint and far away. Did he really hear his name? There it was again. "Blister, where are you?" It was his name. Then he heard the scuffing of feet. The shepherd was right up there on the path. "Shepherd," cried Blister. "Master." Blister could only whimper now. He was so frightened and tired. The shepherd leaned down and stretched out his staff, and then he stepped down a bit and took a hold of Blister's foot. He began to loosen it from between the rocks. Gently, ever so gently, careful. It was loose, and then the shepherd swung Blister up in his strong arms and put him inside his cloak and walked on through the storm. Inside the cloak it was warm and safe, and Blister could feel the shepherd's heart beating. When they got back to the sheepfold, the storm had died down. The shepherd put Blister down and gave him a gentle nudge through the doorway. Then he rolled up his cloak as a pillow and settled down for the night. And Blister knew that no harm could come to him. The shepherd was the door, and he knew that he was safe at last. Do you know that the Lord Jesus is like a shepherd to you? He is. He said so himself. "I am the good shepherd," he said, "and I know my own sheep. And they know me." Thank you for listening. I'm going to say a prayer and then we can go back to our seats. Thank you, God, so much for the psalms and the songs that we sing. Thank you for the 23rd psalm that tells us that you're like a shepherd to us. I pray that all these children will learn to love you and know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We will now collect the offering. Let us pray. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. Use these gifts that we have given to help to make your kingdom manifest in this world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture readings today are all going to be from the Psalms, and we're going to start with Psalm 23. It's in your bulletin. We're going to read this paraphrase that's put into the plural so that we can read it as a community. Lord, you are our shepherd. We lack for nothing. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cups overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house, O Lord, forever. And now we're going to be reading from Psalm 63, responsively, which is also in your bulletin. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
So I look upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will trust you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
I think of you on my bed, and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and you shadow your wings. I sing for joy.
My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. And now finally, I will be reading from Psalm 149. In preparation for our hymn sing. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. This is the glory for all his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. So now for our hymn sing, what we're going to do is take suggestions from you folks, and we're going to write them on the board here, and then after we have a list of suggestions, each of the song leaders will lead you in a few songs. So I guess Evelyn is going to be the person who writes the songs down. So
we song leaders get to pick hymns often, and this is an opportunity for you to pick some of your favorite ones. So just call them out, and I'll write them on the board. Pardon?
Darker pen.
Is that better? Okay, another one.
521 in the hymnal.
Sing a dream. 579.
in which book? I'll take one more.
120
in the
hymnal.
All right. So if, as we're singing, you think of something, think of a hymn that you just really want to sing, please, we can take more depending on the time. We're going to try and aim for 10:30. So Mark is going to start by leading with several of these hymns. How about three or so?
I get to pick the first one.
You get to pick off the wall.
Cross it off or something.
Check it. You can check it off.
It doesn't have anything to do with age, does it?
Yeah.
Well, let's start with number one in the hymnal, in the hymn of the worship book. And then we'll follow that with the one I suggested here, 231. I'll talk about that when we get to it. Number one, and to start it off, we probably should stand for this one. I think this has kind of been a favorite of ours over the years. What is this place? We won't need an accompaniment for this, but I'd like somebody to be ready. Could you do 231 for us when we get there? Okay, what is this place? Let's sing all three stanzas rather briskly. Ooh, what is this place where we are meeting? Only a house, the earth is floor, walls and a roof, sheltering people, windows are wide and open door. Yet it becomes a body that lives when we are gathered. Yeah, it's an arrangement of the Beatitudes, and you'll notice it's in two parts, the first two scores and then the second two scores. It's 231, I'm sorry. 231. So we did this one. And
we did one.
Oh, I'm sorry. This one. Somebody else can do that one. And we did 231. One of the phrases that Karen read when she was reading the last scripture said, sing a new song. And this is not really new, but it might be a little new to us. So the arrangement here will be, I'll sing the odd verses, the first two scores, and then the congregation, please come in with the second two scores, which will start with the second stanza. And we'll notice there are three lines for the men. I'd like the bassist to sing the melody, which is the bottom line. And we will play through that so we know what we're doing. And then an octave higher will be for anybody who wants to sing more of a baritone line. And then, of course, the tenors and the sopranos and altos, you have harmony this time. So would you play through the whole thing one time? Chant, so we'll just go through it. I'll sing the first two scores each time, and you'll be ready to come in, and you accompany us as well, okay? Oh, blessed. Thank you. I'll stop there for now. Maybe I'll do one later, okay?
Thank you. Let me see. I haven't been able to find out which all of these things are, but I think I'm going to start by picking one of my own, and that is, I'll let you pick out of three of them. Let's sing the Psalm 23. Here's the choices. 170 is, the King of the Shepherds. That's that tune. Then the other tune is, the false my shepherd, I'll not want, he makes. That's the one. How's that? That sounds a little more familiar to me. And then the final one. My shepherd will supply my needs, but over his. How about between the latter two? Which one?
The middle one.
The middle one? Okay, I'll get my pitch pipe out so we at least.
What number is it?
And that's 577, I'm sorry. 578 on the other side.
578?
Yeah, the Lord's my shepherd on that one. Oh, come on.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Which would you like? Do you want to start at the top or something?
Well, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, just so we know which.
Okay. 249, rain down.
Okay, rain down. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that one.
We need a PM.
That does seem to be a really popular one. Oh, 49, see the journey. Rain down.
49.
Is there any problems?
Yeah.
Thank you.
time when she was riding the stagecoach with a woman who happened to have a hymnal, and she was looking at the words of this hymn, and he confessed to her that he was the one that had written this because he did have a tendency to stray. And that very last line always has been something very special to me because he remembered, he said, "Prone to wander, O Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God of love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above." Does someone else have a help me with some of these other ones?
Precious Lord is the next one. Precious what? Lord is 575.
Oh, 575, okay.
The next one.
Okay. I think you should stand for this too, and again, you don't have to stand still. Oh, okay, we'll do, let's do one and three. Oh, I see where you're right. You want to do a little intro?
I don't know. It seems like when you're standing up here, it always takes longer to find the hymn than it does when you're sitting at your seat. Let's do number 558, "When the Storms of Life Are Raging." Over the last couple of weeks, we had some of those in our community, both physical and otherwise. So 558 in the hymnal, "When the Storms of Life Are Raging." Let's sing the first two stanzas. Do you want to give me the pitch, Evelyn, please? Could you just play the first line just to give us a little clue there? Okay, maybe you can play with the first stanza.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of
even the last one yet.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life is not a burden, and I'm near in chilly Jordan, oh, how lily of the valley, stand by me.
Let's do number 12 in the Hymn of the Worship book. In the same book, number 12. Ooh, let's sing all three stanzas. Come, let us all unite to sing.
In the green book, turn to 54, Longing for Light. And let's sing three verses, please. 54, 5-4 in Sing the Journey, the green book. Verses 1, 2, and 5.
Thank you.
Let's turn to 579, Lived Every Voice.
Thanks to our song leaders and all of you for all that wonderful singing, and we're now going to have a time of sharing of joys and concerns. Are there any announcements that are not in the bulletin or that you would like to highlight from the bulletin? Wait for a microphone. Well, I guess we're all set today then. Please stand for the benediction if you are able, and have your blue hymn books ready with number 40. to sing, I'm sorry, number 430, 430 in the Blue Hymn Book, to sing following the benediction. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O Lord. Let all the peoples praise you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
One more that you picked. Number 653, 653 in the Blue Book, Abide With Me. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4.